You're listening to the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast, where we talk all about how you can build your child's resilience, self-esteem, and happiness. I'm your host, Laura Earnshaw, the founder of My Happy Mind, and I am totally dedicated to helping you become the best parent or carer that you can be. We're proudly impacting over 500,000 children now in our programs in schools, nurseries, and homes. And today, I'm going to be sharing some of those tips with you. Let's dive in. Hey, and welcome back to another day of A Little Bit of Happy. And today I want to encourage you to spend some time engaging in a conversation with your children about friendship. One of the things that we know has the biggest impact on our happiness as humans is the quality of our relationships. Not how many friends we've got, but the quality of the friendships that we've got. And I know that in today's world, it's really easy to become obsessed with things like likes, if your children are on social media, or if they're playing a game, how many people have liked the world that they've created. And so it's really important that as parents and carers, we stress not the importance of how many people like us or how popular we are, but instead how quality our friendships are, what the quality of our friendships looks like. This is super, super important because in life, when we have positive relationships and positive friendships, we're so much more able to cope with challenging times and it helps us to become more resilient. We feel like we're better able to cope with what life's throwing at us, and that has never been more important. So what I'd like to encourage you to do today is to have a really, really powerful conversation with your child around friendship. Now, depending on the age of your child, there's a couple of different ways you can do this, but here's the idea of the conversation. First of all, I want you to have a conversation about who your friends' top one or two friendships are right now. So who are the one or two friends maybe that they're missing or that they really enjoy hanging out with when we're not in lockdown? After they've identified who those people are, I want you to have a think about asking them why they enjoy that friendship. So maybe they'll say, well, mummy, because they're really kind, or because they're really funny, they make me laugh, or they help me when I'm stuck with my work. Just start to have a gentle conversation about what the qualities are that that person has that makes your child enjoy the friendship. Now, once they've done that, what you're going to start to see is some themes around what kind of a friend your child looks for. And hopefully they're going to pick someone who has lots of positive attributes. What you're able to then do is segue into a conversation about how amazing that friendship is and how wonderful it is that your child has that person in their life, and really just to reiterate the positive attributes that they've shared. And then next, I want you to encourage your child to find a way to express how they feel about that friendship to their friend. Now, some of your kids are going to be like, no way, there's no way I'm going to tell them that. They'll think I'm a weirdo. So maybe it's something as simple as just giving their friend a call, right? Or just arranging a Zoom or a FaceTime with their friend, or maybe sending their friend something funny or silly in the post. If they don't feel ready to actually express how they feel about them directly, there's other ways that they can do that. Maybe by sending them something or just having a chat with them. But the idea of today is to get them to focus on friendship and get them to think about friends that they're really lucky to have. When we think about things that are positive in our lives, we get happiness boosts. It makes us feel really, really good to think about our friends and to think about why they're our friends. And it's particularly important right now, given that none of us are seeing our friends, to think about them and to communicate with them. So this will not only prompt a really positive conversation about why friendship's so important and what kind of things a friend should be doing, but it also gives them an opportunity to think about that friend and therefore engage with them. It's just too easy for us to lose contact and lose that sense of connection when we're all in this lockdown. And it's really important that we don't. So today is all about focusing on friendship, sharing what's amazing about our friends, and then getting in touch with them. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast. If you liked what you heard, please leave a review and a comment below. and I'll be back next week with more science-backed secrets to building happy and resilient children. Don't forget, you can come and follow me at My Happy Mind on Facebook and Instagram. Take care.